So I'm Richard O'Donoghue, and you're very welcome to another podcast from Finance Connect, sponsored by Alpha Systems. Today, we're going to reflect on the European Leaders Summit, which took place in Cologne on March 10th. To help me with this, I'm delighted to be joined by Leon Atkins from Alpha Systems, who were the summit's headline sponsors. Before chatting with Leon, let's hear some thoughts from several summit participants. As you'll gather from the background noise, these short discussions were all recorded immediately after the summit, and they'll hopefully give you some insights into the topics addressed and also a feel for the energy that prevailed throughout the entire day. So our first guest is Alessia Lombardo. Alessia, welcome.
Thank you very much.
This is your first time at the summit, I believe.
Yes, actually, yes. And I have been lucky enough to be actually invited this year. Actually, DLL participated with other members, but yeah. This year was for me then.
And you joined a panel that I was moderating this morning, talking generally about the industry, I suppose, and some of the trends you were seeing. And one trend that we talked about was China. And people seem to be nervous about China generally, but you had a very different slant. You were quite positive about China.
Yeah, I mean, in summary, what I said is that 2 years ago, we would not have thought about partnering with a Chinese manufacturer because of the perception of the asset quality in the market. Actually, it's not anymore the case. Recently, DLL partnered with BYD. We announced this partnership a few days ago for business electric vehicles. And actually, in terms even of residual value, we are like setting up a full partnership with, of course, their support, but definitely, let's say, going in direction of support this Chinese manufacturer in order to sell more into the European market and above.
So as you can hear, the bar has opened at the summit. And I think, Alessia, you probably want to go and have a glass of wine. But just your overall impressions, first time here, what did you enjoy about the summit?
Yeah, I think that noise that we heard shows like the excitement and energy of the, let's say, the people invited. I actually, for sure, I have enjoyed the way it was organized, like quite wide topics touched. Of course, cannot go into the details, but this helped conversation and connection. And even, let's say, the quality, let me say, of the people invited also helped a lot in reaching out directly to the biggest player in this market, equipment lease, but also private capital as well as captives. So I think great audience, great topics, very well organized. I hope to come back next year then.
Well, we hope to see you here next year, and we hope you bring along some of your colleagues again.
For sure. I mean, this year we were four, actually. Let's see next year what we will be able to do then.
Can you surpass that?
Exactly. Maybe 17. Something like this.
We might have 17 invites available, but it was great to see you. And thank you so much for coming along. And thank you for taking the time to drop by and share your thoughts.
Thanks very much to you for inviting me, and see you next year, hopefully.
So I'm now delighted to be joined by a first-time attendee at this event, Mike Yannakou, who's given me a lesson in Greek surnames. So I feel
you've
really
done really well, Richard.
Thank you so much, Mike. I might even say Yannakou a second time saying it. But Mike, this is your first time here. You're with CF Corporate Finance in the UK. What are your impressions of the event? What did you enjoy about it? Was there anything that you didn't enjoy? I hope you say no to that second question.
I've had a really, really good day. This is my first time here. In fact, it's my first time actually at any of these type events. Generally, I'm so busy all the time that it's sort of getting away is, you know, for 3 or 4 days is not easy. But I've really enjoyed it. I've met loads of really interesting people, listened to some really interesting views about asset finance, which is what we're into. So I've learned a lot today, and I've met some really good people that I'm going to connect with when I get back home.
Yeah,
so enjoyable.
And I think that's the, you know, the connect in Finance Connect. It's all about those connections. And, you know, was there anything in particular, a topic that maybe you weren't familiar with beforehand and you thought, oh, I need to connect with those people or need to learn more about it?
Yeah, I suppose it was really interesting to learn a bit more about AI because that's a hot topic of conversation. And also to talk to the guys about private equity, about private equity funding. Not that we need it, but in effect, it was just interesting to hear how they manage their businesses and what they're looking for in terms of, you know, expansion for their businesses. And also, it was really interesting to sit on the round table talking about disrupting or a disruptor model, which I'm really in favor of. I love disrupting the marketplace.
You strike me as a man who enjoys disruption. And I know,
do you know, I do. It's not that I'm trying to upset people. I just like to mix things up and change things a bit. And I always think that the market that we're in, which is asset finance, small ticket asset finance, I think that the people that play in that market get very comfortable. Sometimes that's not always good for the customer, for the end user. So I like to sort of keep things interesting just by sort of looking at different ways of doing business. And I think we've found a really interesting way of doing business now. So I'm really pleased with what the future holds for us in terms of, you know, disrupting the UK leasing market, small ticket leasing market.
Well, hopefully we'll see you back here next year. And I'm glad you enjoyed the first event. And it was a pleasure having you. And thanks for dropping by to share some of your thoughts on the event.
Thank you for speaking to me. And it was really good to be here. I'm definitely going to look forward to next year.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Thanks, Richard.
So I'm being challenged again with names, having had Mike Yanaku from CF. I'm now getting a Turkish name. So Kürşad Tarzi.
Very good.
Is that a good pronunciation?
Very good.
From Philips. So Kürşad, we met actually at the event last year. We just sat down over lunch. And I think the people who sat with you didn't understand the healthcare business, as you quickly gathered. And we were fascinated by it, so fascinated by it. We said, can you come back this year and tell us a little bit about healthcare? So again, what were your thoughts about the event this year? And also, you did a roundtable around healthcare. I'd love to sort of hear what people were talking about on that roundtable.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Richard. First of all, for inviting me also again this year. I think that's a great event. And also the setup is quite good to have industry level discussions with our peers. So I think the invite only part and having the event close in a way helps really a lot in terms of having in-depth discussions with the peers in the industry. So I really appreciate that. Right. And I also appreciate taking the initiative to introduce healthcare as a topic this year. So I really enjoyed being here also together with other healthcare professionals, other financiers also active in healthcare. We had a very interesting roundtable, also joined by some professionals from the industry, from some OEMs, also from some equipment finance companies. So it was quite interesting to discuss the challenges that we are having at the moment in terms of financing, in terms of our product offering in financing. And you see that people are talking about the same challenges, but you also see that people are quite positive about working together and offering solutions to the challenges that we have. I'm really fascinated to see the mood from the people coming from different backgrounds and different angles.
And I think that's the nice thing about this event. It's lots of people this year who haven't attended events before and an opportunity to network because it's a relatively small event.
Exactly. So that's what I like about it. I can also say it's quite an intense event. So we are having back-to-back sessions, difficult to follow, right? So with all these topics, but I think you are also sparing quite amount of time for networking in between, which really helps to get closer with the peers. So I really appreciate the setup.
Great. Well, listen, it's great to have you back. I hope we'll see you next year, as we said, in Paris. And by the way, well done on continuing to speak while all of the background noise was going on. And I guess that's the way this event works. There's a lot of activity, a lot of engagement, and that's the nature of these podcasts. They're being done in the background. You're just going to have to endure the noise. But Kürşad, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me, Richard.
So our next guest who's just dropped by, and it's relatively quiet at the moment, is Gautam Pandey from Alvarez & Marsal. Probably not a company that's very well known to people in the asset finance community. And this is your first time here, but maybe explain a little bit about what Alvarez & Marsal do and also why you are here.
Super. First of all, Richard, thank you for the invite. And I found the conference fascinating. A&M is a full service advisory company. So we really help corporates, banks, funders, investors, originators in their sort of growth as well as financing needs. And we call ourselves full service cradle to grave advisory because we also have a very large insolvency practice. Mm-hmm. Not that, we try to not get there, but if you need our sort of insolvency practice, that's where they're there. But we have a large share, what we call disrupts and deals. And disruption is where we are seeing the market, be it AI, be it sort of strategic level thinking, which typically your McKinsey, Bains of the world have been doing. We've been doing. The difference with A&M is these are practitioners from the industry. So we really heavily hire, I mean, team is 14,000-15,000 people. We hire directly from the industry. So it's not people who've come from business schools. These are people who've spent 20-30 years in the industry and actually know it inside out and then come at A&M to actually give this perspective,
to practice.
Yeah. And then also that sort of holistic approach where our colleagues, you know, we have tax colleagues, we have advisory in sort of diligence, we have advisory in sort of tech. So we can give that full perspective and hold the hands of our clients where they need help to get them to the next stage that they want to be. And yeah, I mean, it's new for us because asset finance is a space where we're finding a lot of interest from banks, funds, and lots of sort of providers of capital that they want to learn more. And if our clients want to learn more, well, I'm here to learn more.
So you're looking sort of for opportunities to deploy your clients' capital into the asset finance space. Is that a fair sort of assessment?
Yes. And we worked with sort of also originators, the non-bank originators, not captives, where they may be looking for capital. I mean, some of the conversations we've been having is, you know, even sort of an originator who has a captive bank, but they don't want to do in certain countries and currencies. Right. So they're saying we want to be only focusing on one country or one specific currency, but they have channel partners that then originate in other currencies or other countries. They said, is there a solution? So very solution oriented either way. It could be from the fund side, bank side, where they're saying we want to deploy capital. Or it could be the other way around, where they may be saying, you know what, we're a large company, but, you know, we are very focused. We have a support in one place, but we need help in another and we can solve that. Again, having a global footprint helps us in different Europe, US, Asia. Yeah. So we can help in any geographies you want, whatever your sort of needs are for capital or could be non-capital related.
Well, it was great to have you along and have you on a panel on private credit again, a little bit like with Kurshad, where we talked about healthcare, a new topic for us. And I think it's always great to get new faces into the industry and involved in the industry. So hopefully we'll see you next year in Paris.
Oh, well, I'll be delighted to come. And the quality of people, the experience, the conversations have been priceless. And I really think we have a unique set of community here. Awesome people. I couldn't have enjoyed more, even if I tried.
Well, we'll see if you can try later on this evening, Gautam. And
very good.
Maybe you will enjoy it more.
When the drinks start.
Indeed.
Yes.
Thanks
very
for dropping
good.
By.
Cheers. Thanks. Cheers.
So now I'm delighted to be joined by Enrique Riquelme from CSI. And Enrique is one of the few guests who's dropped by and actually brought notes with him because he took so many notes during the event. So I'm guessing you liked it and you got a lot of insights.
I really liked it. And, you know, obviously, you know, the first thing is the networking is excellent.
Yeah.
Very, very, very positive. And the idea sharing and just to be able to talk about different things that affect our industry, our customers, our vendors, our channels. So I think this is a fantastic venue to be able to do that. No, then I think also getting a lay of the land and getting maybe a different perspectives. I really like the you know, the economic back insight. I really like about, you know, the IIA discussions and the Draghi initiative. So I thought, you know, it's always good to get a general perspective of the market and how other people are seeing it. No, so, and I also really enjoyed the breakout sessions. I think that was fantastic. So really, really got a lot out of it.
I think there's consistent feedback always on the breakout sessions that it's an easy way to meet people and hear different views and get different perspectives, which is really valuable in our industry.
No, I think it's absolutely super valuable. I think the fantastic thing about the breakout session is that you've managed to tee off an idea. So, you know, sometimes you get a group of people and they have a hard time starting the conversation.
Yeah.
So you've done a fantastic job of teeing off very interesting subjects that were appealing to people and draw their attention and created a very powerful dialogue.
Well, fantastic. It was wonderful having you here. And you also mentioned as you dropped by that your daughter is studying in Dublin. So that's doubly wonderful. In the same college that my son studied in. So
fantastic.
It's been a real pleasure, Enrique. Thanks for dropping by and giving us your perspective on the conference.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
Great. So now, again, it's relatively quiet, I think, in the background. It probably won't be in 10 seconds, but I'm delighted to be joined by Catherine Puthman. And Catherine, you were on a panel today talking about AI and practical applications and how you get people to adopt it or companies to adopt it. What advice were you offering to people who were attending as to how they make this work?
Yes. Well, it was really interesting. We were also the last panel of the day.
Which is always hard.
Well, the interesting thing in this conference is also that there are people from many different industries in a way. And the topic which we wanted to bring across and I wanted to bring across is that we still underestimate maybe a bit where AI is at the moment and how fast we should move ahead. And there's a bit of a perception still that treats this like classic IT investments. Mm. With 5 to 7 year cycles, and we can decide maybe next year if we move ahead. But if we look what is happening outside, if we're just observing NVIDIA, Anthropic, which was a lot in the press and in the last weeks, we see that actually the rhythm and the speed of changes to come are very high. So what we observe and what we are thinking is it is not the time to wait. It is really the time to see how can you prepare your organization to be able to start a process or a journey where you can continuously adopt and adapt, basically because we believe companies who don't do that might really suffer a capability gap because they are first movers, they are already AI winners who have started early to do that, and the acceleration is so high that if you do not get on the train today, tomorrow the train might have...
I thought that was a brilliant analogy you gave, that if you don't get on the train, not only will it have left, but you can never catch
up.
You
cannot catch up,
Yeah. So it's kind of, I suppose, a warning to people that even if they feel uncomfortable, they need to embrace this.
It's a warning and also an encouragement because the step to start is not so big as we often think. There's also another perception maybe that adopting AI needs a change of key systems. You need to change your whole landscape. And this is not the case. I mean, we are working in FMIT Technologies for many years on the interception between legacy systems and how to bridge them to enable new use cases like BI and now like AI as well. Yeah, so there are very smart ways and intelligent bridging possibilities to just get started without making this huge investment into an unknown future. And this is what I wanted to bring across.
Well, I think you brought it across very well on the panel and you've brought it across very well in the podcast as well. And I think people will be delighted to hear that message because there is a fear about having to invest so much time and resources to make this happen. So, Catherine, thank you very much for joining us today at the summit and thank you for dropping by to share your thoughts.
Thank you, Richard. Pleasure.
So now we're joined by a guest who joined us last year and backed by popular demand, Didier Muller. Didier previously was at Dell for a number of years. You're now at BPCE, but this is your second summit that you came along to. And we made some changes this year in terms of topics. We brought in new speakers. We talked about private credit, about healthcare. Compared to the event last year in Amsterdam, how did you feel this event went?
I think the event was really good and the setup, total setup was really good. Also, the location was very intimate, large but very intimate. So everyone was well connected. And then on the program itself, very good industry specialists. So I think also the top of the industry was present to connect. And then some new elements like pay-per-use, the healthcare, private credit, so topics that are really, people are know they are there, but not really on top of mind, but they went into depth, but in a very good panel session discussion, so it was very open and a good discussion, so it was really catchy to get a lot of knowledge out of those sessions.
And anything that surprised you about the day or anything you went away with, an aha moment, as we would say in English?
Yeah, well, some things like we used to see in IT Capital World also, to get the financing solutions into the core sales. And I think it's a struggle for a lot of organizations, but everyone sees the advantages. And if it's really adopted by the core organizations, also for the longer term, then it really can help enable sales short term, but also on the long term, also from a customer loyalty perspective. And I think a lot of organizations are still struggling how to really integrate the financing solutions into their core proposition to go into the market.
Well, I'm attending the Captives Forum tomorrow, so we'll follow up on that topic with them and see if any of them have successfully integrated their offering into their core products. I mean, it's an ongoing challenge, I guess, for every captive. And you and I have both come from captive organizations, so we're correct, very familiar with that. Yeah. But listen, it's been great catching up again this year. Thanks for dropping by again.
No, thanks, Richard, and the team for organizing the event. And it was really good. I think every year improves the event. So looking forward to next events next year.
In your home country now, in Paris.
Yeah, in Paris headquarters.
Fantastic. Well, thanks a lot, Didier.
Thanks, Richard.
So we're coming to the end of this podcast, and this time I'm joined by one of my colleagues at GSCF, Lewis Mitchell. Lewis, GSCF does working capital as a service. So why are you at a Finance Connect event?
Yeah, it's a fair question, actually. And it's definitely been a bit of a learning experience for me. So asset finance and leasing is, I see it very much as a strategic adjacency to the sort of solutions we provide. So we typically are providing trade receivables and trade payables, financing, working capital solutions on the short term end, and very often backed by trade credit insurance. So it is, on the one hand, very similar to the subject matter of this conference. On the other hand, fundamentally divided from it. So it's been very interesting for me to come here and see that there are a lot of similar players from a corporate perspective that attend. So that's very interesting for us from a new business standpoint, but also technology providers and funders that are quite different from what we're seeing in the trade finance and the working capital space. So it's been a learning experience. It was intended to be a learning experience. I think it's been very educational for me. It's also been a great networking event. So I've definitely enjoyed that. And as you can hear in the background
the networking is going on.
Yeah, the networking is still going on, absolutely. But it's quite nice to be back in Cologne, actually. So I worked for a company about 20 years ago that was based here. So it's been a little bit of a revisit to a previous stomping ground as well.
And indeed, and we have a beautiful view overlooking the Rhine and see the barges going along and a lovely evening in Cologne as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's a great view of the Cologne Cathedral, which is absolutely spectacular, lit up. So no, it's been great. I stayed in a hotel just on the other side of the river and took the opportunity to walk here. So yeah, great, really.
Fantastic. Well, look, hopefully you'll come back to subsequent events. I think it's been, you know, some of the things you mentioned around the similarities. It was interesting for me hearing the private credit guys talk, and they talked about a lot of structures that we would see a lot in working capital where, you know, you would have an equity portion and then you'd have senior leverage. And again, I think you're spot on. There's a lot of overlap. So I think there's more opportunities for us to get together.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are direct parallels between some of the financing structures. And in fact, some of the financiers that are here, I think you may have been speaking to a couple of them earlier, are financing on both sides of the divide of the working capital sphere. So it's certainly been a great event as far as I'm concerned.
Fantastic. Well, listen, we let you go back to your drink, having been rudely interrupted at the bar. And thanks so much for coming along today. And I'll see you in work next week.
You will indeed. Thanks, Richard.
So it's great to have a fellow Irishman on this, because at least I can pronounce your name, which I've struggled with a couple of the other names earlier, but Mark Byrne from DLL, great to have you here.
Thank you.
I think
Richard,
it's the first time you've been at one of these summits.
It is indeed, yeah.
And I guess, Mark, you know, you spoke this morning on a panel about pay-per-use and as a service models more broadly. And it was a topic that maybe 7-8 years ago, very topical, every summit or every conference we went to, this would have been on the agenda. And it had really fallen off the agenda. So I guess my question is, why did we invite you back today?
I think, well, two things for me. One, why we were very interested in coming here was, again, as Lewis just said in the last round, I think the networking opportunity. A lot of our vendors were here. Mm. And I think in the past, probably 4 or 5 years since COVID, we haven't been out advocating for pay-per-use as a solution. And we've been more working the internal side of it. And I think it was nice to be able to come and talk to the audience about it and to have some of our customers here who are actually scaling with us and to hear their stories and for them to be actually advocating for it. Because it was a common theme across both the panel. There was a lot of questions around it. It was also in the round tables. It came out quite a lot in all the sessions. And I think for us. I think there is a space for it. It's still relatively early in what we call the S-curve for adoption of usage-based solutions. But I think it's a growing area. Now, to put it in context, I still think leasing and financing will dominate balance sheets of finance companies for many years. But I think having that innovative solution and getting that traction and that adoption of it. And once you have adoption, it's like a snowball, right? It starts to grow and grow as people sort of see their peers adopt it and see use cases. And then the bulb goes, right? And they decide, you know what? We can do it as well.
Yeah, and I thought it was very interesting. People really engaged in the conversation,
right?
Because when we were setting it up, we weren't sure was there real interest. At the round tables, there was a lot of questions from the floor during the panel discussion. It really seemed to be a topic that has come of age.
Yeah, I still think there's some time to go for to be really mainstream. But I think there are, especially our focus this year is on scaling in particular industries. Mm-hmm. So our real focus is on the healthcare space.
Yeah.
There's use cases in the likes of the UK where there's real serious budget constraints in the NHS, and working with sort of our existing funder or vendors is an opportunity to enable them to get solutions out to their customers that otherwise they wouldn't, because those hospitals have very, very limited CapEx and have to put operating leases and traditional finance on balance sheet.
Great. So, well, look, thanks for dropping by thanks for being the consummate professional with all the background noise. I think you got a particularly demanding background noise session. You battled your way through it.
And there's a beer out there for me.
And there's a beer out there for you as a thank you note.
Right.
So thanks a lot for joining us, Mark. So you can't do a podcast without mentioning our sponsors, Alpha Systems. And I'm delighted to be joined by Rich Dewire from Alpha. Thanks for popping by. A different event this year, I think, to what Finance Connect normally runs. What are your thoughts about the summit today?
Thanks, Richard. We've really enjoyed it here today. We've been involved with Finance Connect, previously Asset Finance Connect, for a long, long time. And I think it's going from strength to strength. We particularly like these European events. It's the third one this year. And I think they're going really, really well. I love the slightly more intimate nature of the conference. I think the people that we get coming along are really great people to talk to. It's always interesting to hear their different stories. So, yeah, I've had a great day.
Yeah, and I think what was interesting, you guys were on a panel discussing private credit, which we wouldn't really associate with Alpha. Again, is that a space? Are you looking to sort of move into other areas? Is that where you see the business going?
Well, we're always looking to move into new areas. Yes, we are looking to expand our offering. We have all obviously been equipment finance for all of our existence. Mm. Auto finance more recently, but now, yes, elements of commercial finance are certainly on the radar. And looking at how we play in that kind of ecosystem is a new venture for us, but it's very exciting.
Great. And any sort of things today that maybe were surprising for you, something you go away with thinking, I didn't know that before I came to this summit? Are you all knowing?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't say that. I think there's been some really great conversations about all kinds of topics. I was interested to hear Edward start the day with quite how much doom and gloom there was in the world.
It was very doom and gloom.
But maybe actually my takeaway is that that's not the way that many of the people in the industry are thinking about things. There is obviously a lot of things going not particularly well in the world, but when it comes down to what does that mean for the industry, maybe there are things that need to be looked at carefully, but there are also opportunities there. And so I actually thought it was pretty heartening to hear people say, well, yes, we have to watch our step, but there's plenty of opportunity for us there too. So that was a really great message to take away.
I think, in a sense, that was my takeaway from the day, was just there was so much positivity, despite, as you say, the doom and gloom that we started off with, the whole geopolitical situation, the regulation, etc. And I remember one comment where I think it was Bo White of LIT said, but regulation to some extent, it breeds innovation because you have to find ways to be innovative.
He opened the floodgates. So he was agreed with by at least two people thereafter. And so, yeah, apparently the finance industry loves regulation.
More regulation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure that's the soundbite that you're going to take away from this meeting. But yeah, it's been great to hear all the different points of view. And it's been a really enjoyable day.
Well, thank you so much for your sponsorship. And thank you for dropping by to share your thoughts on the event.
Thanks very much, Richard. Thank you.
So our second last guest of the evening is Peter Krause from Invigors. And Peter, first of all, welcome to the podcast. I believe this is the first time you've done a podcast recording.
That is correct. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Well, we go very easy and it's only 2 or 3 minutes. But today we had a different sort of topic that we covered in the summit, which was healthcare. And we had a main stage kind of discussion, but we also had a breakout discussion or a roundtable discussion. You're specializing in this area within Invigors. I'm just curious as to how valuable did you find that or how useful did you find that today?
Actually, the discussion was very useful. When you look at the broader leasing industry, healthcare financing is still a niche, if you will. And by allowing it to have a discussion today, you bring it up into the more broader stream, and people see the potential that it potentially has. And I think one of the key takeaways of this roundtable for me was that all the participants see huge potential in that industry, which was very positive. And we had industry leaders from Philips, Siemens, Medtronic there. On the other side, funders, who are interested in growing the sector, and seeing the match and the interest in each other, that was really very, very positive, and for me very good to see that that there's so much energy in the room, despite being a niche.
Yeah, and I think what was interesting was when we saw people have the choice of which roundtable they go to. People went to the healthcare roundtable because it was novel. And as you say, it was a niche. And there were people who were practitioners, but there were other people who just wanted to learn more.
Healthcare in Europe is 70% public, and public funds are no longer as available as they were a couple of years ago. So I think that, when you look at it, when you look at the sector, equipment financing will become much more important just because public funds are not available anymore. And I think the industry participants we had here today have a very good sense for that, having discussions, now at this turning point early on, will make a big difference because, we need to team up. The industry needs to team up with funders, with consultants like us to make the best use of it and bring intelligent solutions to their customers. And I think that is what this is all about, putting our heads together and creating something that that will change the healthcare industry going forward.
Fantastic. Well, I think the jury is in then that we should have healthcare as a topic at the next summit next year in Paris. And I think it was a great conversation point. And I know you want to get back and talk about healthcare with people at the bar. So thank you so much for dropping by, Peter. And we'll catch up soon.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
So finally, I'm joined by John Rees, because this has almost become a tradition at the end of summits and indeed at the end of the season, we did a podcast together. So we won't talk about music unless you really feel the urge to. But talk to me about the summit. This is your third one.
Yes.
Where does it rank?
Oh, that's I wasn't expecting you to ask me that question. That's a really good question. I think it's right up there. Can you be equal first? I'm not sure that's allowed, is it?
I think you should say we're improving every year.
Right, we're improving every year. I think the feedback I've had is that everybody thought that there was something of value. Not all topics hit for all people, but I think that's inevitable when you've got auto and equipment together. But no, I think people are happy. The energy in the room at the end when we did the roundtables, when we basically left the audience to talk amongst themselves, was fantastic.
You had to stop them from talking.
Exactly that. We had to stop them. And I suspect if I hadn't have stopped them, They'd still be up there.
Well, they're still continuing the conversations out at the bar, and I know they're going to continue at dinner later. So it's a real sign of people want to engage. They want to connect. They want to learn new things.
Although I have to say, we have to understand the German mentality a little bit more. And when we said dinner would be served at 6:15, We're over time.
We're over time. Is that your way of telling me that we're over time and we need to wrap this up?
No, but I'm happy if it is. Okay. No. I just think we should respect the guests we've got. And we probably, the only negative was we were struggling a little bit sometimes with time. But then, as you said, we couldn't get people to come out of the coffee tea area to go back into the auditorium. So I think that's a good thing. I think that's a positive.
Well, that's why we're called Finance Connect. It's, you know, the connections and the opportunity to meet different people. And what I loved about the event today was just there were people that I've never met before from places like private credit, from healthcare, you know, areas that I'm not familiar with. And I just think it's wonderful to hear different ideas and perspectives that you can bring back to your own business.
Absolutely true. And all credit to you, Richard, for getting the Captives Forum to be aligned to this event as well. I think the Captives got lots out of it. Certainly the bank lenders got lots out of it, and different people. And the session on private credit was fantastic. Walt was just, regardless of what he said, it was just charismatic to see him on stage talking to people. So I think there's been some huge characters here. So some of the people that
don't build them up too much, John, or you and I might lose our jobs. But listen, it's been a pleasure as always. Thanks for all your help in organizing the event and moderating it. You did a great job as well. And I think now we are done and we can go join our guests for that overdue dinner.
Well, hear, hear to that.
Hopefully you enjoyed those short discussions. I'm now delighted to be joined by Leon Atkins from Alpha Systems to share his reflections on the summit. Leon, thanks for joining me to reflect on a fantastic summit.
Thanks for having me. It was a really great day. I think it was a lot of valuable insights.
So it started with a bit of doom and gloom, and you almost felt that you would prefer to be in the US than at a European leaders summit. How did you feel the day progressed?
Yeah, I think we started on a note of perhaps uncertainty and a bit of doom and gloom. But I think by the end of the day, I think the mood was a little bit more positive. You know, I think, you know, for me, I think there's a kind of a backdrop of uncertainty, but I think actually Europe is pretty well placed to be a relatively stable area in the face of a lot of disruption. And I think that puts, you know, both in terms of regulation and in terms of political stability. So I think that actually means that we in Europe are a better place to kind of weather the storm than some of the other markets.
Yeah, and one of the things we really tried at this particular summit was to get people engaged who perhaps wouldn't be as well known in the industry and to address topics that perhaps we don't normally discuss. And you were involved in a panel discussion on a topic that I don't think we have discussed before, which was private credit. Just maybe share a little bit with our listeners around that topic and what was discussed on the day.
Yeah, it was a really interesting panel. I think that, you know, private credit is, you know, essentially anything that's not in the public markets. And we've kind of found that actually a lot of investors are looking at the equipment and asset finance industries as a good place to invest their money. And I think for the lenders, and especially the independent lenders within the sector, this is a really good opportunity for them to diversify their sources of funding. And, you know, especially with kind of a lot of the newer business models that are kind of coming out, private credit is much more willing to take that risk. And so I think it's a really good opportunity to move from funding being a kind of finance function to something that's actually a sort of strategic lever for growth. And you know, one of the reasons I think we're talking about private credit now is that, you know, the returns in the US, I think, are kind of going down. And so Europe, you know, again, with that relative stability is now quite an attractive prospect for a lot of these investments. And so it's really interesting time for lenders to kind of take a look at this and really understand, okay, how does this fit into our business?
A topic as well that we haven't discussed for a number of years was servitization as a service models, call them what you like. Again, I thought that was a very interesting discussion, and I know at the round tables, people really liked that. Did you get to participate in any of those discussions, and what were your thoughts?
Yeah, we've had a lot of discussions of this, and I think we've been talking about it for a number of years now, you know, both with Alpha clients who are doing this and are in production with this, but I think a lot of people have been testing the waters, but they haven't necessarily found a way to make it work for them. And I think the kind of surprising thing to me in the summit was that actually the mood was a lot more practical, and actually people are finding ways to kind of make this a commercially viable opportunity. And it seems like, especially with the transition to green assets and so forth, that they're really finding a way that makes this commercially viable rather than just a kind of proof of concept exercise.
So a topic you think maybe we discuss at future European leaders summits?
Yeah, certainly. I think, everyone's going to be learning a lot from one another, right? I don't think anyone's completely nailed this is exactly what the market is going to look like. And so I think there's going to be a lot of experimentation over the next few years. I think people are going to need to be flexible to sort of try new things and see what works. But I think people are actually iterating on a business model that is actually making the money now, right? Rather than just sort of putting out pilots. And so I think we're going to see more change in the next couple of years as these business models become more of a reality.
For me, I mean, the piece I really enjoyed about the day was just the number of people that I hadn't met before that brought different perspectives, different views. And I think that's what made it such a great event, just having those different views, different perspectives, you know, sharing of ideas. And it brought such a huge degree of energy, but also brought new ideas that we can all collaborate on and partner on going forward. And I'm sure you took that away from the event as well.
Yeah, certainly. And I think, you know, bringing people from, you know, lenders, technology, funders, you know, like the private credit session means that It's not often you have everyone together in one room and actually have a sort of a really, you know, the conference is a really nice size, which means that everyone gets a chance to talk to one another. And it was a really good day to really flesh out ideas and kind of exchange viewpoints. And I think we've kind of come away with, you know, a lot that we can actually implement, right? These are really sort of practical insights, you know, and I think hopefully everyone else took away the same as I did.
That's great. And look, thank you for joining us today to reflect on the summit, a far more relaxed environment than existed when we were recording live at the summit and we had waiters and waitresses and people with drinks and people shouting and screaming all around us. So definitely, I think my preferred environment is the safety of the recording studio rather than outside broadcasting. But again, Leon, thank you for coming in and sharing your thoughts today.
Thanks very much.
So thanks for listening to this podcast from Finance Connect, sponsored by Alpha Systems. We hope you enjoyed our review of the European Leaders Summit and that it gave you some insights into the topics that we discussed on the day. We'd be digging into many of these topics in the coming months, so look out for future podcasts every couple of weeks on your preferred platform. As always, we welcome your suggestions for future guests or topics, or indeed for topics that you'd like us to address at the 2027 European Leaders Summit, which will take place in Paris next March. So keep sending these to us. In the meantime, thanks for listening.